All right, guys, welcome back here to the final portion of week 16 of Roleplay Swan Song. Adam, what's up?
Let's see what happens. I want to see what happens with your big plan with the fancy car and the expensive carpet and what have you.
Okay.
So lay it out for me, Higgs, master of crime. How's this going to go down?
Well, we roll up in the car. Send a text to a person in the crowd, maybe a paparazzi friend that we paid off or whatever, to just like be like, oh my god, they're here. Then I get out and there are some sort of flowers and a red carpet rolled out.
I think that actually I get out, go over to your door.
Yeah, that was the point. Yeah, yeah. We have Steven open the door for me. Yeah. And then I get out, kind of look around and maybe scoff a little bit at the peasantry. And then
and how when we see Higgs, how is he dressed? What does he look like?
I mean, I would just say I'm wearing my normal I look pretty. I'm not like gonna, I guess I don't dress the part. Maybe that's a little bit weird for people.
Okay.
And then I walk down the red carpet that's being rolled out in front of me as I do. Or as I walk forward, purchase the 5 tickets. Thank the attendant, and then walk back to the car as the carpet's being rolled up behind me, and then get into the car, and the door shut, and then we drive off.
Okay. Can you make an intelligence skill roll for me?
Six.
Okay, sounds like a great plan. Cool. All right. So, you guys get all ready to go. So, Sicarian and Piani, where are you during this madness?
Well, I guess we're not included. We're just on the ship, yeah?
Yeah, I was still on the Swan Song the whole time, so.
Do you think that's safe for them to go out into the crowd, like potentially expose themselves to danger without you, Mr. Sicarian?
I guess I ask him if he wants me to pretend to be a bodyguard, and then I'm kind of like, I'd be very good at that part, I guess.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay, as we're discussing this, Sicarian pops a couple of like pain meds.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Headaches, if anyone asks.
All right. So, so you get your car and climb in as necessary, and away you go.
Okay. And I text the paparazzi guy, like, on the way.
Sure.
Noble family, and say the name of the person, all that stuff, and be there in 10. Okay.
So like, a McCrary or whatever is coming in, like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. As you had planned it, you get there and there's like a crowd, not so much of like people necessarily, but of definitely like folks with cameras
and reporters and what,
paparazzi. Yeah. And they're like, so you get out and, Prosper, you get there. So you pull the car out, Prosper, what are you going to do?
You're muted.
You did. You're still muted.
So peaceful.
Damn it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Am I back?
Yes.
I do look around to see and make sure that like the environment doesn't look threatening. Like I'm just sort of scanning the crowd to see if I see any weaponry or anything like that. Seems okay.
Make a perception roll.
Okay. Do I have that? I think I have a 0. Yep. Hey.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, no, you don't see anyone that looks like there's no, pistols among the cameras.
Yeah. All right. So, I guess I get out and then I do this and then I walk around the car over to where, Higgs is and I open the door and I just stand aside looking incredibly snooty.
Which for Prosper is just normal.
Yeah, you don't even have to try. Turn the snoot way up.
Yeah.
Okay. So, people, they're like shouting, like, you know, Lord McCrary, and like trying to get your attention so they can take pictures of you. There's some floating like camera drones that kind of like swoop in and like kind of hover around you in a halo. Mm-hmm. And you're maybe like, I don't know, 10, 15 meters from the curb to the ticket office.
Okay. Yeah, I keep my head upright the entire time. I try to have like perfect posture. Let's say that actually hurts me a little bit as I'm keeping posture this perfect the entire time. And I walk towards the ticket thing and ask for 5 tickets.
So you walk up to the counter and there's a woman there dressed in
I'm walking behind him and looking around and stuff, scanning.
And you can see behind her in the ticket booth, there's like a big holo display with all the ticket prices and different dates and stuff. Some of them in blue, some of them in red. And so you walk up to the counter. What do you say?
I say 5 tickets, please, for the the Nikki. Not Monica.
Whatever those damn kids are listening to these days, Janie Bing Bong, their show.
Nika Starlight.
Nika Starlight.
Yeah.
Too many fucking names that I have written down.
Oh, shit. So, so she like blushes a little bit and like kind of like looks down and is like, oh, it's sold out, sir. It has been for weeks.
Oh,
there are no more tickets.
I look back at Mr. Sakarian and turn to the ticket office and say, ma'am, do you know who I represent?
I don't know, I can't give you something I don't have. I'm really sorry.
Do I need to have my bodyguard come over here with his, I believe he calls it an assault rifle projector of
sir,
death and
her
destruction.
Plasma projector.
Kind of wide. Cannon.
Sir, that will definitely not help. I can't make tickets out of nothing for you. The system just doesn't have any more. I don't know what to tell you.
Surely there must be tickets here for Lord Lara McCrary. Surely. Am I to go
make,
back and tell...
Make a luck save.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Prosper can be heard audibly gulping just behind us.
20 with a 14 or higher for the save.
Oh.
I thought we were going to get that 18.
I saw it, yeah. All right. So she says, she kind of looks confused and she's like, well, I'll look it up for you. And she like looks in the system and then looks at you again and looks down and she's like, Lord McCrary already picked up her tickets. There were two. They've been picked up already.
And when was this?
Looks like yesterday. Yesterday afternoon.
And do you know who picked them up? I was sent today, and if it was that other asshole, just picked them up before me.
She says, No, it doesn't say in the system. I'm sorry. I mean, we would only give it to someone
May
with the proper
speak to
identification.
Your manager, sir. Madame, please, your manager.
Yes. Yes, of course. Would you like to come? One moment. And she gets up and, like, goes back, and then a door opens, and she comes out the side and is, like, kind of, like, gestures, like, if you could just come this way, please. And, like, gestures for you to come inside. So people are like taking pictures and the drones are all like following you.
Yeah, I'm like slipping into Zanzel. Sorry about that. I turned to Mr.
You fucking turn her into a duck.
Yeah, I'm tired, so I'm slurring the accents. I turned to Mr. S and just like, Mr. S, I'll be right back. Please.
I take a position at the door.
I walk inside the side door.
Okay. So you're leaving Prosper and Mr. Sakarian outside?
Yes.
We're the help.
Yeah.
I'll go in.
Okay, the two of you notice there's a group of three people over by the car that are, like, looking at it.
Our car?
Yeah. They look like they're dressed like pilgrims. Like, they're just wearing, like, plain kind of clothes. And they're, like, one of them's, like, crouched down looking at the like, license plate, and the other two are kind of, like, walking around the car looking at it.
Open comms to Prosper, as a Prosper the car is being looked at.
I open comms back. I say, yes, I see. What should we do about this?
I say, just follow my lead, I guess. Well,
why don't you guard the door and I will go? I will go be indignant.
Yeah.
All right. I walk over I approach the people who are like looking at the car.
1 second though, as you're doing that, I comms Higgs and say, "Be on the alert. We have people looking at the car. Possible trap."
And I say, "Yes, is there something you would like to know about this particular model?"
So the guy that was crouched down, he's got like a shaved head. Like I said, just plain clothes. The other two are equally sort of plain looking. There's a woman and another man. They look younger than him. He stands up. He's got kind of like a 5 o'clock, 3 day shadow. And he looks at you and he's like, "Oh shucks, Frenchie, we was just examining your automobile. This belong to you?"
Country people.
It belongs to my employer. Yes.
What is this, Maserati? This is a nice vehicle. We don't have any of these back at home. Too much water.
It's, like, what year is it?
It's like, the year 3200 right now.
Yeah, it's a 3199.
Oh, shit. Well, all right. He's like poking at it. He's like trying to look in the window. He's like, "Who'd you say you work for?"
"I didn't."
Yeah, that there was my polite way of asking you who owns this fine vehicle right here.
Good sir, it would put my job in jeopardy for me to say. I'm sure the McCrarys would not like me talking about
this. And he kind of like looks at the other two, and the like girl kind of gets wide eyes, and he's like, "Oh, McCrarys, eh? Well,
shit."
That figures. "Oh, hey, don't worry about it." He like puts his like claps on the shoulder. He's like, "Don't worry about it, Frenchie. I won't tell nobody. Besides, we was just on our way to church. Ain't nobody there who's gonna care about your fancy car."
"Oh, well, you know, blessings of the new prophet upon you and all that."
And then he's like, "Yeah, blessings upon you too, Frenchie." Like, slaps you on the shoulder again. He's like, "You have a good day."
"You too."
All right, so the three of them walk off down the street.
Talking. I look under the car.
Your vehicle. Like, it immediately just drops. Yeah, just all right, make a perception check.
I'm really thorough about it.
I know. I believe you. All right.
Look at that thoroughness.
No, you don't. I mean, still, the car is the car. It doesn't look like anything.
Okay.
Somebody's keyed the moon rules number one on the side of the car.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's, yeah.
I comms over. I say, "Well, it seems like they were just interested in the spectacle. No harm done. It doesn't seem as though there are any explosives attached to the underside of the vehicle, as far as I was able to see mediocrely."
You think you did a great job. Just like every time you do anything, you think you did a great job.
I was great. Definitely no bombs here.
No bombs at all.
Well, I kind of calm down and say, you know, what happened? Did they check out?
Yes, they were curious who the car belonged to. I let it slip who it was. They were not super interested after that point. So the young girl with them was a little bit starstruck, but they went on their way. They were going to church.
Roger.
Roger.
Okay. So Higgs, you're in the back, and so just to be clear, like this building is it's like a it's just the outbuilding for like the, I don't know, like the arena, I guess. It's not like a sports arena, but it's like the big venue in Dome Methuselah. It's often used for like really big like religious ceremonies when the like leaders of the church address people, but also, you know, Nika Starlight, this is where that she's playing. So they're leading you. She's leading you through this like back hallway, and just keeps apologizing.
Can you describe the woman to me?
Yeah. She's fairly plain, short, like bobbed brown hair. Like looks maybe like native Oninsan, so like Latin, South American.
You said she seemed nervous.
Yeah, she definitely seems nervous because you're making a stink, and you keep telling her how important you are.
Okay. As we're walking back, I'm just like, "Is this your first day on the job, ma'am?"
She She looks over her shoulder. No, I've worked in the ticket office for a while. Why? Does it seem like my first day? Oh, God.
It does. You seem awfully nervous. Now, we're going to meet your manager, and I assume you're going to be in the room. I could definitely say some good things about you, or you can not help me out with what I'm about to ask, and then I can probably make you lose your job.
She kind of stutters, and she's like, what do you mean? What do I need to help you out with? And she kind of like makes a like I need an adult kind of like look around.
Well, young lady, I would love to see the security footage that you have of whoever purchased those tickets yesterday at that exact time. And I would assume that you could go back and sit down at your computer and look up the time at when the tickets were purchased, and then go over to someone you know in security, maybe Bobby or perhaps Billy. I don't know who works there, but they could probably give you, if you give a nice smile and a wink and a nod, the security footage yesterday at that exact time, and then you could provide me with that picture, and then you can keep your job.
Make a charisma roll. Make a persuade check.
I'm waiting for JP to spill over in a full Zanzel, though. Like, I'm like, come on.
I'm getting close.
Pretty close.
Oh my god, it's a success, though, I think.
Yeah, it is a success. Okay, so she says, but you promise you'll tell my manager that I helped you as much as I could and that I'm doing a good job?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, all right, come back by the ticket office on your way out, and I will see what I can do for you. I really hope my manager can help you. I'm really sorry about all this. Sorry.
Fantastic. What's your name?
Lisa.
Thank you very much, Lisa. I'll be
back. She, like, taps her little nameplate. Okay, all right. And so while she's talking to you, you notice that she's, like, holding on to... She's got, like, a little gold necklace, and she's, like, clutching it and, like, walks away, and she's, like, whispering something to herself and, like, walks away at the fastest possible polite pace from you.
Okay. She's
doing the rosary.
She's casting a spell on you. You get lightning bolted.
That's a spell on you.
All right, I walk into the office.
Okay, yeah, there's an office that just says manager in big black letters.
Okay. I guess I knock on the... Actually, no, I don't knock. I just open the door.
Okay, open the door, walk in. Yeah, it's got a desk and some chairs, and it looks like decently appointed, like the manager of a big venue like this. There's a guy on the phone when you come in, and he kind of like takes his hand away and like he's like, I'll call you back, and he puts it down. He's just like a kind of standard run of the mill looking nobody white guy, black hair, slick back, slight paunch, button up shirt, but it's the future, so it's got a weird collar. And like a blue, like a cornflower blue tie and a blazer. He stands up when you come in, and he's like, you must be our special guest. Walks over, puts his hand out.
I kind of just like bypass him with my hands behind my back after I look down at his hand and just walk over to his desk.
Puts his hand down.
I sit down in his chair and kind of like put my hands on the desk and sit there and maybe cross my arms a little bit, lean back. Test the paddedness of the chair.
Squeak slightly.
Yeah. And I go, you know who I represent, sir?
He says, I
represent Lord Lara McCrary. Of course, I'm sure you know the name. It's one of the most noble in the land.
He nods. I'm, of course, certainly. I'm familiar with your, yep. And he goes to, like, sit down at his desk. Where you can see him like settle in, like he's more comfortable behind his desk.
Now, Lisa is a fantastic saleswoman. The tricks that she tried to pull, not that type of trick. She was very courteous, very kind to me. I could not be happier with my service with her. She was very cordial in bringing me back here, told me all about you. Very fine lady. She informed me that there are no more tickets for the Nika Starlight show at the end of the month.
Well, yeah, that's true. And he's like, Justice Tyson, we've had quite a run. Lots of Starlight fans here in Strophios. Dome Methuselah's just so excited she's here. And yes, that's the unfortunate truth of it. It's just one of those shows you got to act real quick if you want to go. And it's been sold out for quite some time.
That's fantastic, sir. How long have you been working here, sir?
Me? Oh, I've been here 6 years now, I suppose.
And how long has this building persisted in this hellhole?
It's like, well, I don't know if I would call Methuselah a hellhole now. It's certainly no Asa, but we get by here on our planet.
Well, I'm speaking more to this establishment. Have you been here the entire time?
No. The Colosseum has been around quite some time. One of the earliest buildings.
Of course it has. Do you know who owns it?
Kind of squints. Well, the city council does, I believe.
Lord Lara McCrary's best friend. Now, Lord Lara McCrary sent me over here and said, Oh, sure. The councilwoman will have no issue giving you the tickets for Nika Starlight. Just swing by, pick them up, and that's that. You won't even need to pay for them. They'll just give you the 5 tickets for me and my friends, and then we can depart, and then that's that. That's all I need from you today, Frank. That's all you got to do.
That's that.
And that's that.
So you say that, you're like, that's all we need from you, Frank. And the camera is like such a, it like refocuses his name, thinks his Richard on it.
No, I'm saying like, Richard. That's what she was saying to me.
Yeah, okay, so you're Frank, okay.
Yeah, I'm Frank.
Good, all right.
And I say, so, and now, here I am, and I look at his nameplate.
Nameplate, yeah, it says Richard.
It says Richard. I kind of spit on a little bit and like clean up. You need to keep this polished, a man of your managed... Doesn't matter. I'm just like, now is this going to be a problem? Do I need to go back and speak with the councilwoman? Perhaps you lose your job. Perhaps this whole entire office and maybe your entire life crumbles around it, which is maybe one of the saddest stories, but you'll be living in it and I'll just be telling it. So you let me know if these tickets are going to be that hard to obtain.
All right. Well, let's make a persuade roll on that. I really liked how at the end of that story, you got to the point where you were almost like describing how his life was going to go bad. Like, you'll lose your job, then you'll lose your house, your wife will divorce you, your kids will hate you, you'll probably get a horrible disease, you get addicted to drugs.
Dog will die.
Yeah.
Truck will break down.
I was laying it on thick, yo.
Yeah. All right, go ahead and make that roll.
Oh my fucking God.
Well, you haven't used your reroll for this
bit. Can I use that on this?
Yeah. Reroll that shit.
It's a skill. It's a skill roll, yeah.
Much better.
That's
better.
Much better. Okay. Oh,
buddy.
All right. So he says to you, he's like, well, you know what Lisa told you was correct. We don't have any extra tickets, but what I can do for you is I'll see about reallocating some of those tickets, and I'm gonna have to make some apologies to some other folks, but you know, gosh darn it. If I can't do that, then why am I the manager, huh?
Great.
Let me see what I can do for you.
Fantastic.
Frank,
I'll
Frank
wait.
Was it?
Okay. Yes, it's Frank. I'll wait right here. And can I use your chair, please, sir?
you're like already sitting in the chair, so.
I stand up when I say this, I guess.
He's like, you just make yourself comfortable. This shouldn't be more than a minute. And he like opens up his like desk terminal and starts like working away. And you can see the sweat beating on his forehead as he's like, you can tell he knows. And you've seen people do this. You've convinced people before to do something that they know is not in their best interest, but they're going to do it anyway because they're afraid of whatever. They're afraid of you.
Sure.
And something bad that might happen. So, sure. you know that he knows that this is the bad decision to make, and that whoever he's taking these tickets away from, they are going to come down on him. But you know, he doesn't want to make you any more upset with him. He believes your lies. So, yeah, he goes ahead and he punches in the information he asked you, and then he says, "Okay, if you'll just meet with Lisa at the front desk, she's got 5 tickets for you there. And those tickets, you hold on to them. They are as good as gold." In this city, and I'm glad to have. And wow. He stands up, and you can see the sweat like pooling on his shirt, like starting to go through his blazer. And he like reaches over with his like sweaty hand, and he's like, "I'm glad I could help you out today."
Yeah, I shake his hand this time.
Okay, yeah, it's gross.
Thank you very much, sir. It will not.
Like wipes his forehead.
I will tell the councilwoman personally what a fine job and establishment you're running here, and hopefully your life. We'll get better. I believe it.
Well, I'm just glad I could help. You know, that's what I always say. Just help one person every day, and that's, yep, that's how it's gonna. That's how your life's gonna turn around, right? And
thank you.
Okay. Well, I've got a lot of work to do, and so Lisa will help you at the front there. And okay. All right. All right. And he like sits back down and starts to pay attention to a very important email, hoping you'll just disappear forever.
Yeah, I walk down the hallway, go down to where Lisa's at.
Okay.
And I'm just like, dear, did you happen to secure the photo of whoever picked those tickets up yesterday?
Yeah, so she's like, yeah, I have your tickets here, and she gives you five like plastic badges with a little like hologram of a shooting star. They say Nika Starlight backstage on them, and like there's lanyards attached. So she hands those to you, and she also gives you a printout like a glossy like photo from a security terminal with a date stamp on it of the face of the person, like it's shot from above the terminal of the guy that picked up the tickets. And this dude looks not like, he doesn't look familiar. He looks kind of tough. Like he's got, like a short mohawk and like a scar on his face. And he's like looking up at the camera kind of like suspiciously in the shot that they picked up of him.
Lisa, it's been a pleasure working with you and your boss today. I told him and sang your high praises, and I hope that your life gets easier in the future.
She, just like her boss before, hopes that you go away and stay away from her forever. But you got what you wanted.
Yeah. Have a good day. And I walk outside the business, or walk outside the little building, line myself up.
As soon as
up.
He appears, I just go on the comms and say, Monsieur Higgins, that was very impressive. I just, like, walk back over to the car. Like, Prosper's, like, you know, his, like, butt is wiggling a little bit as he goes. And he, like, opens the door for you. He's like,
All right, cool. So you have the tickets. You're ready to bait the hook, and that seems like a good place for me. To end it.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
All
right, let's do some shout outs and then we'll say goodbye. So Jeff, you want to start us off?
Yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in. Awesome. Also want to give a big shout out to everyone that has been buying the Swan Song shirts. Like, as just a cast member, it's pretty freaking cool to hear of so many people supporting JP and the show. Like, that's just fucking awesome. So gold star to each and every one of you from me. It was tradable for $1 million esports dollars. So
yeah,
hold on to that. Yeah. Hold on to that. Esports is only getting bigger. Could be $2 million next year. Who knows? As always, for each of these guys, with myself included, just follow us on Twitter, EG and Control. God, we say that every week, so I assume if you haven't yet, you know.
Yeah, who are you?
What are you
Why?
For?
What are you Why? Doing here? What do I have to say? No, I'm just kidding. Just thank you. And excited to do more. I think the majority of – I don't think we have any cons coming up, so I think we should be able to do this in the next 16 weeks. Excited. That was a joke as well. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Next person.
I'm trying to think. Immediately when he said that, I was just like going through.
No, I'm being serious. We should be able to do it next week, I think.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Yeah. Wheat.
Yeah, guys, it's great to be back. Mirror Shades, Swan Song. It feels good. I want to give a shout out to Cats Are Cool, who has released another one of his Swan Song fan arts, but I didn't realize that Cats Are Cool is also the guy that did pretty much my other favorite fan art that's ever been done. Anyway, he did Peony's Bedroom, and the more I look at it, the more shit I find. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You guys are awesome, so thank you for that. I can't thank each and every one of you enough for putting effort into the show, outside of the show. It's fucking amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Steven, do some shout-outs, sir.
Well, you know, playing Prosper is always a lot of fun for me, so I'm glad to be back and Frenching it up. Yeah, thanks for hanging out and watching me make omelets.
Frenching it up.
Yep. You can follow me on Silent Osiris. And speaking of amazing fan art, if you're not watching the West Marches, you should really give that a check out. And if you're not going to check out the West Marches, then you should definitely check out JP's subreddit, r/admejp, because there's been some amazing fan art for the West Marches coming out recently. So just like the entire roleplay community and what everybody here does, like to maintain wikis and to draw fan art and to create stories based on it. It's just awesome to be a part of something that's so collaborative. So you guys all rule. Y'all all rule. That's it.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the West Marches wiki since week one when it was really early on. It's kind of crazy how that's grown. And like all the characters are there from all the different people. And I had nothing to do with that. I didn't even know it was there. So that's really cool to hear about. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout-outs.
Massive shout-outs to everybody for coming. I missed playing this a lot, and it's really fun and great. So I'm really happy y'all were here to watch. I mean, playing role-playing games is good, but playing role-playing games with a whole bunch of people who make cool stuff about them is even better. So thanks for that. Yeah, if like Jeff said, if you're not already following me on Twitter, if you just wandered into this channel, if you're one of those guys that's like, what are they doing? Is this just make-believe? What game are they playing? If you're one of those, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the tribe. Follow me on Twitter, at SkinnyGhost. You should and can also follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/AdamKobel. I'm streaming Heroes of the Storm, and I'm getting much better at it. So if you want to watch someone improve at a game, come check that out. Also, as a side note, because it's time relevant, if you haven't already checked out John Harper's Kickstarter for his cool Dishonored Thief style game, Blades in the Dark, it's super cool, and we're on a stretch goal right now for me to write a psychedelic sci-fi setting for it called Womb of Night. So if any of that stuff sounds cool to you, just look up Blades in the Dark and you will find it. That's it for me.
There you go. I'll do the rest of my shout-outs when we close out the show. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll let you guys know when we're playing as soon as possible, and it'll be updated over at itmejp.com/schedule. We're out. Have a good week, and we'll see you guys tomorrow for Roleplay Solemn at 8 o'clock Eastern. Me and Jeff. We're out. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Bye. Peace. Bye.